NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast, Monday evening, March 16th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up.
AltaDoc to publish full year report 2025 and host a conference call on 24 March 2026. AltaDoc C, the leading online retailer for vehicle spare parts and accessories in Europe, will publish its full year report for 2025 on March 24, 2026. A conference call for investors and analysts will be held at 11:00 a.m. CEST on the same day. CEO Dmitry Zadoroni and CFO Lennart Schmidt will discuss the financial and operational highlights of 2025, provide insights into 2026, and answer questions.
Omen Holds Werkstoffer reports solid operating performance of existing plants in the second half of 2025. Omen Holds Werkstoffer reports solid operating performance in the second half of 2025, with revenues reaching $188.1 million, up 2.5% from the previous year. Existing plants showed stable earnings, although startup losses at the new plant in Lithuania impacted adjusted operating EBITDA. The company extended financing in Lithuania until 2030 and terminated a joint venture in Egypt. The full-year forecast for 2025 remains on track, with an outlook for 2026 to be included in the upcoming annual report.
Sartorius launches next-generation platform to boost efficiency in cell therapy production. Sartorius launches the Evio cell therapy platform, revolutionizing autologous cell therapy production. The system's compact design can increase output up to fourfold in existing cleanroom space, potentially reducing manufacturing costs by 90%. Successful pilot project with CDMO Elevate Bio proves the platform's applicability. Orders for the Evio platform will be accepted starting September 2026, with deliveries expected in 2027.
No bridges digital engagement and local commerce with launch of Generation V. No AG has launched Generation V, a new platform that bridges digital engagement with local commerce. This release integrates local activation, merchant interaction, and real-world interaction, marking a significant milestone in No's strategy. The platform features a renewed technological foundation, improved user experience, and enhanced map functionality connecting digital content with physical places. With over 160,000 cumulative downloads by February 2026, Now O aims to extend digital attention into measurable local activation.
Helix Biopharma Corp. announces financial results and filing of interim financial statements as of and for the 3 and 6 month periods ended January 31st, 2026. Helix Biopharma Corp. reported a net loss of $694,000 for the 3 months ended January 31st, 2026, and $1,702,000 for the 6 months ended January 31st, 2026. The company's cash reserves of $31,000 as of January 31st, 2026 are insufficient for working capital and expenditures. Despite challenges, CEO Thomas Merling remains optimistic about securing financing to advance the company's objectives, including a potential U.S. securities exchange listing.
B2i Digital highlights OTCQX Best 50 Virtual Investor Conference as a featured conference. B2i Digital highlights the OTCQX Best 50 list, showcasing 11 companies from the 2026 OTCQX Best 50 list. Investors can engage with management teams through live presentations, real-time Q&A, and one-on-one meetings on March 19th. This event features top-performing OTCQX issuers across various industries, offering quality insights and direct access to company leaders. BioUtah applauds pitch competition winners at the 2026 Wilson Sonsini Entrepreneur and Investor Life Sciences Summit. BioUtah applauds the winners of the 2026 Wilson Sonsini Entrepreneur and Investor Life Sciences Summit's pitch competition. Azunic AI, Pergo Scientific, Freya, and Intactus Bio emerged victorious in categories like pharmaceuticals and digital health. Each received a $4,000 prize, marketing consulting, and BioUtah membership. The event showcased innovation in Utah's thriving life sciences industry.
Mission IR News Breaks. Innovation Beverage Group Limited closes $6 million public offering. Innovation Beverage Group has closed a registered public offering, raising approximately $6 million in gross proceeds. The offering included common units, pre-funded units, and warrants for additional shares. A portion of the net proceeds will support a non-interest-bearing loan to Block Fuel. Aegis Capital Corp. acted as the exclusive placement agent for the transaction.
Renewal Fuels, Inc., RNWF, expands patent portfolio for Texatron TM and strengthens leadership as it develops commercial path for fusion energy technology. Renewal Fuels, Inc. expands its patent portfolio for Texatron TM with 8 new applications covering reactor geometry and control systems. The company aims to generate revenue through energy partnerships as it progresses in fusion technology development. Andrew S. Mikulski joins as an independent director, while Sebastian A. Hoyos is appointed chief revenue officer. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Rock Breaks. LaFleur Minerals, Inc. appoints 3 directors to strengthen mining and capital markets expertise. LaFleur Minerals, Inc. announces the appointment of 3 new directors, Paul Tenier, Peter Espigay, and Jeff Swinoga, to strengthen mining and capital markets expertise. The company aims to advance the Swanson Gold Project and restart gold production at the Beacon Gold Mill in Quebec's Abitibi Gold Belt. Preet Gill and Javier Sudhu have resigned from the board, effective March 15, 2026.
Canemera Energy Metals Corp. advances its rare earth portfolio with high-grade results in Colorado and active drilling in Brazil. The company recently confirmed elevated rare earth oxide values at its Iron Hills project, with assays up to 6,557 ppm TREO. Canemera Energy Metals is focused on building a multi-asset rare earths platform aligned with global supply chain realignment, consolidating efforts to advance a diverse portfolio of rare earth and critical metals projects.
IAEWS BREAKCs Wearable Devices Limited expands AI Expert Advisory Board to support AI 6 Labs growth. The new advisory leadership includes Lior Stern as Senior AI Advisor, joining existing advisors Pankaj Kedia and Ron Kouds. This move aims to accelerate the development of touchless, intent-driven human-machine interfaces and expand partnerships in the wearable and AI ecosystem.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.